Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Beverly, you grab that side, I'll grab this side, and we will stretch this dollar. Are you ready?
Oh, I am ready, yes.
Excellent. Welcome to Money Savage Further. This is George Grumbacher. Our guest today is Beverly Harzog. She is credit card expert and consumer finance analyst with U.S. News and World Report. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Debt Escape Plan, and she is back on Money Savage. Excited to have you back on. Beverly, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. I am based in Atlanta, and I do what I do because I was once in terrible debt myself. You know, when I first got out of college, I ran up debt on 7 credit cards. So I know what it feels like. After I educated myself about money and money management, I decided I wanted to help other people avoid all the mistakes I made. So I also wrote a book called Confessions of a Credit Junkie, which was a list of all of my mistakes and why you don't have to make those. So that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. I've been there and I understand.
Appreciate that. And I think that, like we talked about last time, a problem that's unfortunately all too common. So, but very much a current problem that we are all living through right now. We're recording on March 23rd. And so we wanted to talk, or you and I wanted to talk a little bit about how to keep your credit safe during the coronavirus. So, I don't know what the jumping off point is, Beverly. Maybe talk about the main concerns or dangers, but you tell me.
Well, George, I think one of the first things people can do is check their free annual credit report just to make sure that there are no errors on it. I mean, if you think about it, now is a really good time to do a little bit of credit housekeeping just to make sure you're in the best shape possible for the coronavirus crisis. So you can get your free report at annualcreditreport.com. You get a free one from each of the 3 credit bureaus every 12 months. And this is a great time to just check that out, because if there is an error on your report, that could be dragging your score down. And people might think, well, I don't need to worry about that right now. But maybe you do, you know, because we're all a little tense. OK, yeah. It's a very stressful time. But some people have had decreases in their income. You know, hourly workers, many of them have lost their jobs. I am very fortunate that I work from home anyway. So this wasn't a major transition for me. But I feel very fortunate that I'm able to keep on earning a paycheck, you know, because I'm able to work from home. But not everybody's able to do that. And even if you do work from home, you still want to be sure that your credit score, you know, is as high as you could possibly get it right now, just in case you have a financial emergency. You know, there's also the option of, you know, you might need to apply for a credit card with a 0% APR on purchases, you know, if there's something you need and you don't want to drain your emergency fund. So there's all kinds of reasons to try to keep your credit report clean and your score high right now.
Yeah, and certainly if you do find yourself with a little bit of extra time because you are working from home or for whatever reason, what a great time to do that. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
Something that popped into my head, and I don't want to get us off track, but I can personally remember right around the 2008 financial crisis, I actually paid off a credit card, and literally immediately after that, they reduced the limit on it.
Oh.
And I found that to be sort of annoying and irritating, But is that a common practice? And do you see, could that happen again?
George, you know what? That was a common practice back in those days because we were entering a recession. And so the credit card issuers were very scared themselves about, you know, lending money to people and them not being able to pay it back possibly. So I think right now I am seeing a lot of goodwill from credit card issuers. I think that it's not really a good time right now to pay off your credit card, even if you can. What I suggest right now, until we get past this crisis point, is hanging on to as much cash in your account as you can. So I would recommend making minimum payments right now. And this is something you will never ordinarily hear me say.
Right.
But we're in difficult times right now, strange times. It's uncertain times. So, you know, it's best just to be a little bit overly cautious. You know, you might not need any of that cash. This could be over soon, and we're all going to survive this. We will. But while we're writing this out, you know, maybe maintain your cash as much as you can. If you do decide to pay off a credit card, you know, I'm not sure the credit card issuers would decrease your limit at this point in time. You know, because that's a goodwill gesture on your part to pay it off. So these times are different. I mean, you know, this is a virus out of control. And back then it was a recession. And, you know, we weren't so much concerned about our lives. Okay. Maybe our financial lives, but we weren't worried about getting like really, really sick. So this is a crisis of a different stripe, you might say. So I would, you know, I feel like the credit card issuers are really kind of bending over backwards to try to help people through this.
Huh. Well, fair enough. I appreciate that. And it does seem like there is a lot of goodwill going on right now. I think that I've seen from a lot of major banks saying you may not make a mortgage payment and not get a penalty and not be charged interest. I've heard about that from car companies as well. Uh-huh. Is that what have you seen?
That's exactly what I've seen. You know, the Apple Card, for instance, is letting you skip your March payment, and you're not going to incur any extra interest because of that. Many other credit card issuers are also letting you skip payments, or they may even offer you help if you can't make your minimum payment. And, you know, I've heard from people they can't even make their minimum payment. They've completely lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And so since this is a temporary situation, I still believe that credit card issuers are willing to go out on a limb for people because they know, you know, when times are normal, okay, you're going to pay your bills on time. So I like what I'm seeing from them so far. I like that a lot. So if you feel like you're going to miss a payment, don't wait until you miss a payment. Call your credit card issuer today. Explain your situation and ask them to please help you out here. And you might be pleasantly surprised by what they can do for you. The key is don't wait until you're already in debt and all the machinery is in motion to ding your credit report. Don't let it get that far. Call before you miss a payment if you possibly can.
Yeah, that sort of goes back to talking about checking your free report and just being proactive during this time and being really probably honest with yourself about your finances. And if you do feel like your spread's so thin that you're not able to make minimum payments, just reach out and say, hey, you know, I'm in a pinch. Would you recommend people just be honest about it and say, hey, I'm financially not in a place where I've got a lot of extra cash. Would it be all right if I skipped a payment this month? And would you waive any fees?
Oh, absolutely. Tell the absolute truth. Yes. And, you know, I recommend that all the time. I mean, even if we weren't in this situation, people still lose their jobs and they still have medical illnesses, you know, and expenses to pay. Always be totally honest. I also suggest writing down a couple of bullet points before you make the call so that you hit the important topics. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people making these phone calls right now to credit card issuers. So you want to be brief and get to the point and hit the high points too. You know, if you've got four kids to feed, hey, bring that up. You know, I mean, these are different
times.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so be absolutely honest and just say what you need. And I think that you'll probably get some kind of help.
Got it. Yeah, I think, and certainly myself included, when I think about credit card companies, it's sort of this nameless, faceless, uncaring animal. And even if I knew more, I still might think that. But that's neither here nor there. But in fact, they will work with you, and there is compassion.
Yes, there is. And, you know, it's they're not nonprofits. I mean, they have to make a profit. They have employees they have to pay as well, and shareholders. So, you know, but this, like I said earlier, this is not like a recession. This is a different kind of crisis that calls for compassion and helping each other. And so far, I've liked what I've seen from the credit card issuers.
Got it. Fair enough. Well, back on track, I apologize. What else should people really be thinking about during this time?
You know, take a look at your budget, okay? Now is a really good time to cut back on expenses that you don't need to be spending money on. You know, I recently wrote something for a column for U.S. News & World Report called How to Avoid Retail Therapy During the Coronavirus.
Right.
And, you know, this almost happened to me. I caught myself on Nordstrom.com looking at shoes. And it's because I was feeling anxiety and loneliness, okay, because I'm kind of self-isolating. And I caught myself. I had some chocolate in my desk drawer, thank God. So I had some chocolate. And I was back to normal. Okay. I don't need new shoes right now.
Right.
So that's why I wrote this column. I thought this can happen to anybody. You know, even if you've never had a shopping addiction, be very careful about what you're doing online. I suggest doing some virtual window shopping. Go ahead and put those shoes in a shopping cart, but don't pay for it. Wait till this is over and then reassess what your needs are. Because some of what we're doing right now is just, you know, out of fear or, you know, other emotions that we're trying to, you know, cope with. So it's really even understandable, you know, if your mind goes there. But, you know, cut back on your expenses. Now, right now, if you've got a budget that includes movie expenses and eating out, maybe you're still doing some delivery, and that does help support local businesses as long as you're careful. You know, that's fine. But chances are your budget for entertainment and some other things you're not doing right now because you're at home, you know, you're not going to be spending that money. So try to divert that to your savings account, to your emergency fund. So think about that right now, where you can take some money out of your budget and just say, okay, I'm going to be able to contribute maybe $200 more to my emergency fund this month. And, you know, every little bit is going to help, you know, should you become ill or lose your job or just, you know, right now my whole theme is kind of a safety net for yourself. You know, you may not need it. Okay. You might get out of this unscathed, but it's good to have a little safety net.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. And that's something that think that we're certainly all trying to get our head around what's going on here and make heads and tails of it. The thing that I really came out of it after giving it a lot of thought was that it is just an important reminder to make sure that we are prepared, because we don't know what's going to come at us next. It could be something that was economic related. I certainly didn't see a global pandemic coming that would derail the economy. But yes, so be proactive about taking a look at your budget, going back through and seeing if there are ways to cut expenses or whatever it might be, and get that emergency fund set up. Do you have thought? I'm 100% sure that you do. Thoughts on that emergency fund? I mean, the more money, the better, but.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I always have thoughts about emergency funds. you know, even though I mostly talk about credit, the emergency fund is an important part of your credit plan, okay, because you want to have an emergency fund in case you lose your job and can't make your credit card, can't pay your credit card bill off, you know. And I always say, you know, try to pay off your bill every single month. Don't carry a balance, because then you're going to have to pay interest. But right now, it's just more important to make some minimum payments and stay as fluid with cash as you can. But it's just so important to be prepared. I'm so glad you brought this up. And yeah, I mean, back, you know, during December, the end of the year, that was just 3 months ago. We were all celebrating the holidays. Yeah. Nobody anticipated anything like this. You know, we're kind of conditioned to worry about a recession now and then. If we do forget about it, the media reminds us. So it's,
sure,
you know, we're kind of aware of financial hard times, but nobody would have thought of that this might happen. And this is just another good example of why the emergency fund is so important. And for those who don't have an emergency fund, I don't want you to freak out listening to this. Just do what you can right now. Pay the bills that you can, and maybe write down on a post-it note somewhere and stick it where you're going to see it. After this is over, start your emergency fund. All it takes is a little bit of money to get going, and then you're on your way. Every little bit helps. So don't beat yourself up if you don't have one, but just keep in mind that you need to start one as soon as this is over.
Yeah, I think that this hopefully gives people an opportunity to really reflect and create a sense of urgency, not to freak out, because that's not going to help anybody, but to really take a deep look at how it is that you are allocating your resources and recognize the importance of having a boring old savings account with money in it when you do need it. So what else? What else do people need to be thinking about during this time?
One more comment about the emergency fund. There are some high APR, high interest savings accounts you can get online. And so for your emergency fund, whether you have one or you're going to get started on one soon, keep that in mind. The savings account with the bank isn't going to give you much return. And it's still not going to be great with an online savings account, but it's just something to think about and having some money in another place as well. So I just wanted to throw that in.
I think that that's excellent. So if somebody were interested in that, do you have an article about that you've written in the past? Or I don't know if you talk about actual companies.
We've written about that in the past on U.S. News Money, our money channel. We have a whole section on savings accounts. I don't have that URL offhand, but if they just go to the usnews.com website, click on money, and you're going to find it. You'll find everything you need. We have all kinds of guides on what the latest rankings are on those kinds of accounts.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Excellent. Well, I think we have time for one or two more thoughts.
Okay. And you know I have thoughts. prioritize your debts. I was just thinking about this. Right before, we started this interview, I suddenly thought about prioritizing your debts, be sure you're going to make that mortgage payment. That's a secured debt. Credit cards are unsecured debts, which doesn't mean you don't want to pay them. But, if you've got to allocate money here and there, try to pay your secured debts first, like your mortgage or your car. And this is why I talked earlier about calling your credit card issuer if you can't make your payments, because you're going to have to kind of allocate your funds. Yeah, I mean, some people are. And so kind of think of it that way. And one thing that I also want to point out, too, is you've got to be really careful about financial scams. I mean, there's some stuff. Unfortunately, this brings out the worst in some folks out there. So if you get any emails, asking you for money for research for coronavirus or right. Anything like that, don't click on those links and don't send money. Okay. You'll have plenty of opportunities when this is over to help people in need, from legitimate sources. But right now, don't fall for any of that. Or if somebody calls you on the phone, I wouldn't be surprised if we start getting phone calls from fraudsters saying things like, well, we didn't get your credit card payment. If you give me your social security number, I can look up your account. Yeah. Do not ever give information like that over the phone. No financial institution, your bank, credit card issuer, nobody's going to ask you for information, financial information, that's very, very personal and important over the telephone.
It's amazing how quickly scammers mobilize with new scams. If only they would use their powers for good instead of evil, Beverly.
I know, because they're clearly fairly intelligent, although sometimes they're not, because sometimes you can get an email and you can tell because there's misspelled words in it.
Right.
That's always a sign.
Yes, it is. Well, Beverly, thank you for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? And I know that you mentioned the website, but give that to us again. And where else can people find you?
USnews.com. And I just click on the credit card section, and you've got a list of all of my articles. And my most recent one is how to prevent retail therapies. Stay away from shopping if you can right now.
Yeah, and I think the story you told was perfect. It's a matter of being mindful about your state of mind when you are just about to click to buy whatever it is that you're just about to click to buy, and you recognize that. And yes. Okay.
Yes, and if I can make one more comment, please. I just want to send a word of encouragement to everybody. This is going to end. We're going to survive this, and we're going to help each other out and get back our credit, financial lives, and just get back to normalcy sooner or later. So just hang in there.
Amen. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Beverly your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to usnews.com and find all the articles on the site and all that good stuff. Thank you again, Beverly.
Thank you so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.